I mean, it's still making people really nervous, Sam. I mean, even just in New York, you had the two Pennsylvania men, two U.S. citizens who were arrested. They were going to protest the anti-Muslim protest in New York, but they claimed that they had ties to ISIS. It's not clearly directed by a state. It's not clearly directed by anyone.
Inspired.
How do you, inspired? How do you protect yourself?
Well, what we have to think about today is not just how to enhance physical security protections at Target. Certainly, the government has a role to play in helping synagogues, churches, mosques, schools, and others in putting up security barriers, training security officers, and those physical security enhancements. We also really have to double down on information and intelligence sharing. That's a government function, but it also has to include the public. And what I mean by that is the threat landscape is so dispersed. There's so many tentacles of this that when individuals and communities see an individual that may be exhibiting signs of violence, they have to ask for help from law enforcement, from a social worker, from a mental health worker, because the pathway and the path to radicalization and mobilization is just so rapid. And I do think, Johnny, that the Iranian regime has demonstrated an incredible capacity to be flexible and adaptive. They played a long game here. They have invested in propaganda and tools in this country, as well as just hiring people to do their dirty work for them to such an extent that I am concerned that they have the intent and the capability to, if not direct attacks here in the homeland, to inspire them.